Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having more fun than the law allows here in beautiful La Quinta, California. Folks, this is a magnificent part of the world. I've been to California, and one of my favorite cities is San Francisco. But wow, wow, wow. This place, I mean, I've never been a big fan of the desert. I like green things. There's not a lot of green in the desert. Boy, have they made this valley beautiful. And in a lot of ways, a lot of commercialism. Maybe if you're an original resident, you know, I know some of the original residents may not think of this improvement, but it's hard to not be impressed when you see this golf course out here, these golf courses up, juxtaposed against the Red Mountains. It's a beautiful part of the world. I'm out here with the American Express U.S. Representative Travel Network, and I'm going to be delivering the wrap-up keynote speech tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to that, and I'm working with folks like Gary Silverstein, who's here. He's the president of Man Travel and Cruises out of beautiful downtown Charlotte, North Carolina. And he's my new friend, Gary Silverstein. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Well, thank you.
And I know it's exciting for you to be here, too, isn't it, Gary?
Oh, well, these conventions are exciting.
No, I meant he being here with me, Gary.
Oh, that's even more
work
exciting.
Work with me, Gary. Come
thank
on,
you.
Work with me
thank
here. Gary, you're a small business owner.
Yes.
Just like me. Just like the folks listening. And not only those who are listening who own businesses, there are a lot of folks who want to be doing what you're doing. And you just happen to own a travel agency. Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us about how long you've been in business, the size of the company, that sort of thing.
Well, we bought our agency in 1979, my wife and I. We were partners together in the business. And we bought it. It was a three-person office, and the two owners. The week we bought it, two of the employees quit. Before we could even finalize
the deal. Was it something you said?
We don't know. They went out for lunch and never came back. So we still hadn't figured that one out. Today we have 11 offices and about 120 employees.
Wow. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's great. That's a great success story. Now, I want to talk about, you mentioned your wife is your partner.
Right.
I like the way you said that. My wife is my partner, too, and you know, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it weren't for her. It's great to have a partner like that. But it does add a little degree. There are some ups and downs. Not for her, of course, but for me, you know. I mean, she's, you know, it's wonderful for her to be married to me and work with me. I don't know how I could get any better than that. But there are some complications sometimes. How do you guys deal with
that?
Well,
that is. That's a tough thing. You know, when you work all day and then you're
24/7.
It is 24/7, and you the real thing is to make sure you just don't step on each other's toes, that each one of us has some duties. I have to respect what her position is,
right.
And she respects mine, so
right.
That helps a lot.
Right, and, yeah, exactly, and there has to be certain boundaries. How do you deal with, and this is an important point, because there are a lot of people out there who are doing what you're doing, as a couple running a business. The family business dynamic is a really interesting thing and a very important part of the 21st century marketplace. It's going to become more so. And so how do you guys deal with one? Here's one of our problems. I never, you know, I can get away from business, but there are times when it just keeps popping into my mind, and I want to tell her something. You know, help me remember so-and-so. How do you deal with that?
All the time, because she's so much better at names than I am.
Yeah.
And we really do. Travel is something you live. I mean, we're available 24/7 for customers. We have cases where, even though we have all these offices and these great managers,
right.
So many times people call us or we're out somewhere and someone will stop us and want to talk about travel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a business that you really live. Previously, I had a men's clothing store. When you close the door at night, no one wanted to talk to you about their pants, how their pants fit or something.
Right.
So this is a different type of industry.
How do you like that? Do you like being on all the time like that?
I think you have to love it. Otherwise, I think you've got to get out of the business.
You have to love it.
You really have to enjoy it.
You know, that's such an important thing to point out, Gary, because one of the things I tell people is that when you're in business for yourself, you've got two parallel universes. You got the business that you're in and the running of the business that you're in. Two parallel universes. The running of the business is the same for you and me, even though we have different businesses. The industry, the things that we do are different. And that's what you have to love. You have to love what you do, because the running of the business will let you down.
Oh,
right?
Exactly. It sure will.
And if you don't love it...
Yeah, I mean, there's days that in every business you're going to come home and just beat your head against the wall a little
right,
bit. But,
right.
But you do have to love the business.
Let's talk a little bit about your industry, the travel industry. I think the travel industry is a bellwether for the 21st century. And here's what I mean by that. You guys were going through 21st century changes in the 20th century. Maybe there's an industry that went through it before you did, but I don't know which one it would be. Your revenue model was turned upside down beginning about 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Yep. I don't know that there's another industry, and I've been in a couple different industries before we bought the agency in 79, but I haven't seen anything like this. We've really had to adjust constantly.
And folks, a bellwether is a foretelling, and anybody or any state or any company that is doing something that's a foretelling of the future for the masses. And so my point is, the morphing from the information age to the digital age, information age, now the digital age, that transformation turned industries upside down, the way they do business, paradigm shifts all over the place. Tell us what happened to your revenue model when the airlines quit paying you commissions. First they started cutting down on them, right?
Right.
It was like cutting off your arm an inch at a time, wasn't it?
Well, we thought that we were their sales force out there,
yeah.
and that they appreciated what we did, and we were a low-cost way to sell their product for them. Undoubtedly, they didn't agree with us, and I'm not sure what they've proven and was right, of course. Travel agencies are still there. We still sell the majority of the airline tickets, although they keep thinking that this is the way to... And they have no cost, so I don't understand what a real cost to
right.
us. So it has changed entirely.
Well, some people didn't make it in your industry.
Didn't.
A lot of people didn't make it.
Right.
And so I have to say this to you as somebody who's been around now for 25 years. It was 25th anniversary or so?
Yep.
Congratulations on that. Good for you. But if you're in the travel agency business, folks, and you're still in it, then that makes you really one of my heroes, because it's been a trial by fire over the last 10 years.
Well, there has been. The problem was that when we got in the business, the majority, unfortunately, of these people were in it for the fun and game of travel. There was that mystique of being the travel business. And those people now aren't here anymore. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they probably didn't deserve to be here. They
right.
weren't in there as a business.
Right.
I think anything you go into, it's a business. And make it a business. Make sure you understand, or don't get into it unless you plan on losing money.
Well said. Folks, isn't it great whenever I interview these business owners, these entrepreneurs, they keep coming up with these great nuggets. And I hope you know... heard what Gary just said. That was a very important statement. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We got one more segment with our friend Gary Silverstein, the president of Man Travel and Cruises in Charlotte, North Carolina. When we come back, he's going to give us his website. Back is 23. Our business advocate. We're rocking and rolling with our friend Gary Silverstein, the president of Man Travel and Cruises. And he and his wife are partners in this outstanding organization in Charlotte, North Carolina. Gary, give us your website, please.
Well, we have several, but one of them is mantravelingcruises.com.
Two N's.
Two N's, or just travelcruises.com. We also have a site, 123travel.com.
Right.
Which is an entirely different site.
What's the difference?
We market the Man Travel and Cruises, Travel Cruises site within our local area, and the 123 Travel on a worldwide basis.
Now, see, folks, that's a lesson right there. I mean, look how you've used technology. You look like you've used the digital age capability, Gary, to broaden your horizons. I mean, you're doing business all over the world out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Little company that had three employees 25 years ago, right?
Right.
Did you ever have any idea that you'd have this kind of leverage?
No, no. I still remember the day we were so excited when our weekly sales looked like it was annualized that we could almost make $1 million, and it was just so. I mean, it really was a thrill that day.
But see, you've been in business long enough to remember how exciting it was when you got your first fax machine.
I remember that,
and your first cell phone.
Well, you know, when we first got in the business, there were no computers, so
right.
Automation wise, we used little reservation cards. We'd have to call the airline to book the reservations and use the OAG, the official airline guide, to find the flights.
Those were the buggy whip days, weren't they?
Those were. this has been a lot of change in our industry.
Yeah. I want to go back to the revenue model. Every industry has been or is being impacted by the digital age. The publishing industry's turned on its ear. The broadcast industry has changed. The manufacturing, sector is just totally different.
Totally.
Service, everything. I think about the marketplace. I remember I climbed a mountain in Wyoming once, and looked over into Montana, northern Wyoming. Looked over into Montana, and it was a beautiful day. We were, I don't know how high we were, pretty high, and I kept raising my eyes. And the more I raised my eyes, I saw another mountain range and another mountain range as far as the eye can see. And that's kind of where the marketplace is right now, isn't it? I mean, you started out with your business, you raised your eyes, and you expanded, hired some new employees. Then you expanded and you brought on, you got a website, and then you created another website. There's that kind of perspective that we have these days, isn't it?
Well, you have to be able ability to make those changes as you do that also. I mean, we started out as an agency that was primarily a corporate agency, handled mostly corporate accounts, air tickets was our main business, and started changing over the years to become where 60% of our business is corporate travel, and 40% is leisure travel. So we looked at that paradigm and wanted to make that change.
Right.
It happened when I was in clothing. Our clothing market was a unique market that I had, and I found when the economy went down, my market disappeared, and I wasn't able, so I was losing out with that. So we felt that we had to cover both sides of the spectrum.
So you basically expanded your horizons and made it so that if you're a local Charlotte area, if the economy goes down or whatever, you don't have to close your doors.
No, exactly. We market nationwide. We're in some national publications.
Right.
And we run in newspaper ads in other cities.
And, the thing is what you just said is what you do in the travel service business. But what you just said is good for virtually any industry, isn't it?
I think so.
The clothing industry. I mean, you probably could right now, if you wanted to, you could go back and be in the clothing business, and we would probably still operate it in a similar way. You'd want a website.
Well, I didn't realize how important that was. I have a friend who has a clothing store in Dunn, North Carolina. He's gone on the internet and selling tuxedos on the internet. He was just a small retailer in downtown Dunn, North Carolina.
Right. Well, the thing about the internet, what I like to encourage people to think about is the concept of e-business. See, we often think of e-commerce, and a lot of people don't realize e-commerce is a subset of e-business. E-business is the overarching term that includes e-commerce, where people can buy things from you, but it's also e-shopping and also e-customer service. Those three areas, and even if you don't have an e-commerce capability, you don't want to sell things, people still want to shop with
you. They do want to shop, and I think that's important. We are finding a little bit of a trend where people have gone on the Internet, possibly purchased on the Internet, and found out that wasn't exactly what they wanted. They really wanted to shop and then talk to you and really get your expertise and make the purchase through you.
But it makes them feel good to know that they have either opportunity.
Exactly.
And how many times do you wake up in the middle of the night and you got something's on your mind, and you go get online and check a website just to look at something? I've done that a few times, and it's a way of rounding out the overall experience for your customer, isn't it?
Exactly.
Gary, I got about a minute left. Talk to the Garys out there that are where you were 25 years ago. What would you like to say to them?
Well, you just have to be focused and don't get depressed. Fortunately, we're in an upbeat business. I mean, my wife says we make dreams come true, and that's a little hokey, but it sounds
good. It's a great elevator speech.
our tag on our company is we're with you all the way to prove that we're there on the internet, but we're there when you need us.
Right.
So when that hurricane comes, we're there to help you. I just think you have to set some goals and try to make those goals.
Right. Well said, Gary. Thank you. Give us your website one more time.
Again, it's travelcruises.com or mantravelingcruises.com, man with two N's, MANN, travelingcruises, or 123travel.com.
All right. Gary, thank you very much. Will you do this again one day?
I'll be glad to.
We'll get you back on the show. Thanks a lot. Gary Silverstein, ladies and gentlemen, with Man Travel and Cruises. I'm going to be right back with Doug Risser and Jeff Landis. We're going to talk some more about this exciting industry and some of the things these small business owners can teach you and me. I'm Jim Blassingame. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.